Many. All right, all you sports fans, are you ready for the most intense, hard-rocking sports show in Tampa Bay? Well, the next hour will totally blow you away with all the facts and top celebrities and the sports scene today.
Hi, this is Evander Holyfield, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
Randy's on the sports scene, he's working all the time. Brings you all the scores you need, so get him on the line. Pick up the phone and call him now and say what's on your mind. They should pay him double, cause he's working overtime.
Band of Holyfield.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
I don't think he believes it.
This is Larry Hirsch.
Craig LeBron.
Jim Palmer.
Tony Fernandez.
Hardy Nickerson.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Randy.
This is Dale Murphy.
My two men, Randy Savage.
Ray Nitschke. Chris Evert.
George Foreman, and I'm talking sports with Randy Harris.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Randy Harris. I don't think he believes it.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
It's very important you don't stink today.
The Macho Man Randy Savage, and when I want to catch up on all the sports, I listen to the Randy Harris Show. That's the bottom line.
What is going on, everybody? It's another Friday. Today is the 14th what month?
October already.
I almost said November.
Almost.
Yeah, I almost thought it was November.
It will be November very, very soon. Like
but
tomorrow, it feels like.
If it was November 13th or 14th, that means UFC 205 would be over.
Yeah, yeah. That's
so
true.
We're going to talk a little bit. We'll touch base on that. How about my call out last night? And as soon as I called out the Tampa Bay Lightning,
yeah,
they changed jerseys. They came out and they played proper in the third.
Tale of two teams, completely different teams. Craziness.
We both went last night, had the opportunity to cover the home opener. And, you know, I'm not going to give a whole lot of crap to Ben Bishop. You know, the freak goal, you can't blame him.
Oh, yeah, that was absolutely ridiculous.
The turnover, the awful defense that the Lightning, you know, played there early. I guess you can't blame Ben Bishop. It's not his fault that they turned the puck over 2 inches from the goal.
Interceptions, and it was both sides of the ice, too. It was honestly just blatantly honest. It was very sloppy play. There was no intent. There was no urgency. And honestly, it seemed like it turned into one of those situations where you have to get punched in the mouth. It's like a fight. You
Once
get punched,
my boy did it.
You get punched in the mouth.
Who's my new favorite player?
That was Andre Schuster.
Is that who it was?
Yeah.
Literally picked up the guy, the Red Wing, and body slammed him onto the ice. Then they got up and they threw, in the words of one of my favorite people, Rocky Balboa, through hands.
Yeah, and it was like they just needed that little bit of
they tried to be too cute early. You know, they overpassing and, you know, behind the back, no look. And I think towards the end of the second, then the fisticuff happened, and then in the third, you know, then they were just – and that's what happens a lot of times when, you know, some serious checking in the boards. And, you know, once they started to just play old-time hockey – all of a sudden, things started to happen.
When was the last time you saw a hockey game where there were two fights?
At the same time.
Recently.
Yeah, you're saying two fights at the same time.
Well, no, and if you're referencing that, then there were three fights because there was a fight in the third, too.
Right.
So, I mean, it again, way more aggressive than we're used to seeing in the NHL in general nowadays. And it was exactly what they needed to get the blood pumping and get that adrenaline rush they needed to play the hockey that we know they can play.
I even saw a Steven Stamkos throw an elbow or two.
Yeah.
You know, he was trying to get a little feisty, you know, which I like. I like that.
One thing I noticed is after Jonathan Drouin had the first goal of the season, it was a great goal, upper corner, glove side of Mrazek, and Detroit was like, uh-oh. I think he's going to have a good game because they were already up 2-0, but then you get that one goal and very quickly it can be two goals. But they started picking on Drouin a lot more, and everybody on the Lightning came to his aid. Everybody was there to back him up every single time, and that's where that aggressiveness started to happen, and we saw that that huge momentum change.
Liked it. I liked the atmosphere. I liked the fans getting into it.
Do you
it.
Remember how loud Emily Arena got when the fights happened?
Yeah. Well, and unfortunately, that's why they fight. You know,
it was.
And I like watching the fights. I'm goosebumps. Okay with no fights in hockey. You
really?
Know, the Olympics. Well, I'm okay with it. I mean, hockey's not. It doesn't have to have fights to be an enjoyable hockey game.
True.
But fights
help.
Help. Rough, you know, checking, brutal checking into the boards help. You know, so, you know, either way is okay. But it's almost a shame that it took that rough, aggressive style and some serious checks and some serious punches and WWE body slams, you know, to wake the Lightning up.
It's one of those things where you think of it over the long term. This was the first game of the season.
Before I forget, can I interrupt? You kind of bothered, pissed
is,
me off. Can I say that?
Show.
No, I guess I'm not allowed to say that. You kind of upset me last night. There was two pretty big name people in the press box.
Yeah.
Okay. And you were very professional. You were it's not like you were goo goo, gaga, whatever. But what did you say to me when you came and sat down?
I was like, was that Scotty Bowman?
Right. Yeah, we were on an elevator with Phil Esposito.
Well, I've seen him before.
I understand.
He's around with some regularity.
But Phil Esposito's the real deal. Not that Bowman's not.
But I've been to enough Lightning games, and I've been in the elevator with him. Honestly, not going to lie, one of my biggest fangirl moments in the Emily Arena elevator up to the press box. Honestly, I was actually waiting for the elevator to leave the press box, and I got to stand next to Barry Melrose's mullet.
Huh.
I was very, very excited about that.
I can accept the fact that it was the mullet.
It was just as glorious as you see on TV.
You were not really freaking out that you were standing next to Barry Melrose. You were just freaking out that you were standing next
absolutely.
To the mullet.
Yeah.
You know, absolutely. So I'm okay with that. But I mean, I understand what you're saying, but I still look at Phil, and I've gone fishing with Phil Esposito. Mm. You know, I've talked to Phil Esposito, obviously. I played golf, you know, in tournaments with Phil Esposito. It's still, and it's
Phil
FCC, so I got to be careful how I word this. It's still freaking Phil Esposito. You know what I'm saying?
Kind of a big deal.
Oh, my God.
Kind of a big deal.
You know, but I just chuckled when you said that. Oh, that's Scotty Bowman.
That's
no.
Scotty Bowman.
It's Phil Esposito. So, yeah, you know, good ups. I didn't think they were going to pull that out, you know, in the first and then obviously midway through the second. But
there were five goals total through the first two periods, and then they scored five more goals total in the third.
Five goals in one period does not equal five pitchers in one inning.
No, that's true.
What a game last night.
It really
and I want to ask you a question, Mr. Team USA Baseball, Mr. High School Superstar, Mr.
I peaked in high school.
Yeah, height-wise or talent-wise?
Yes.
Yes. If I was the Washington Nationals, I would not have allowed the third base coach to even shower in the clubhouse.
That was bad.
It was awful.
That was bad.
A, he was out of position. And I know that they addressed this last night. You need to come down, even though you're not supposed to leave the little box area. Of course, everybody does.
It's the playoffs. You leave the box.
It's not like he was even in the – it was nothing. He's almost equal to third base and sends Jason Worth home as the cutoff man has the ball.
Worth isn't exactly the most fleet of foot runner. Either.
Who is the fastest run? Usain Bolt could have been at third base, and he would not have made that.
Yeah.
Literally – as Jason Worth was three steps off third base, headed home, the ball was en route to the catcher in a 1-0, 1-1, whatever it was, game.
Yeah.
I think it was 1-0. It was a 1-0 game because then the homer was after that inning. Just absolutely unbelievable. That helped turn, obviously, the four runs in the next inning, but that started the momentum switch.
Again, momentum, yeah.
Just awful. Just awful. And I didn't really care either way. A lot of ex-world champion Philadelphia Phillies on the Dodgers. And I tweeted this last night. And I already know the answer. And I hate asking questions. And I hate any of that stuff when you already know why. But when there's these certain names that you watch in any sport, whatever it may be.
Okay.
But in a best of ball, when there's a guy like Chase Utley. Mm-hmm. Chase Utley was Mr. Everything in Philadelphia. When the Phillies went on to win the World Series against the local team, the Tampa Bay Rays, there was those couple superstars, and then I've always said in order to win a World Series, a Super Bowl, whatever, you need the everyday position guys, the rest of the team to step up. Well, Chase Utley was in the upper echelon, former MVP, Ryan Howard, Chase Utley, Jimmy Rollins, those superstars, right?
All around stud.
Chase Utley got pinch hit for last night. What? It's that time. That's where we are in the Chase Utley career.
Now, do you think that's what it is, or it was matchups, or
no? It's where he is. It's where he is in the career.
You think so?
Absolutely. Because 5 years ago, 6 years ago, whenever that World Series was against the Rays, you're not pinch hitting for Chase Utley. I don't care what the matchup is. You literally could have had Sandy Koufax walking the ball from the mound to the catcher and then doing an invisible act with David Blaine. Okay, David Blaine, or who's the other one?
Copperfield.
David Copperfield. Making the ball disappear, and then the ball reappears in the catcher's mitt. You're still not pinch hitting for Chase Utley back in the day. So it was just it just shows, time flies. We're all getting older. Now pinch hitting for Chase Utley. What? Now stepping in to shoot the free throws for LeBron James. It's just things you don't expect. But the Dodgers pulled it out. And then for Kershaw to
get his first save of his career.
And I enjoyed listening to some of the players and how they talked about him when he went into the dugout in the sixth or seventh inning to put his spikes on. They're always in like sneakers or whatever if they're not going to pitch.
Right.
And they already said he wasn't going to pitch. And he walked in, and so some of the guys on the Dodgers are thinking, well, he may have to go in a pinch run. He may have to go, grab a bat. He's like, no, I'm going out to the pen. You need me. I'm ready. The thing that bothers me about that whole thing, to be honest, is back in the day, pitchers would pitch every day.
I think there was a game where Nolan Ryan, there's a Netflix documentary called Fastball, and it goes through the history of the fastball through baseball. Really great documentary. I suggest everybody who's a baseball fan watch it.
Is it on books on audio on books?
Books on tape.
Is it on books on tape? Somebody can get it for me for Kwanzaa.
I think that Nolan Ryan said that there was a game where he threw over 200 pitches. It was like in 220s, 230s.
Daryl Knowles once in the record books as the only pitcher to pitch in all seven games of a World Series.
Mm-hmm.
Now, he was a relief pitcher. So I think we kind of make too much out of, pitch selection, pitch count, all that kind of stuff. But still, I thought it was pretty cool. And as he's walking, it was one of those moments as he's walking from the dugout to the bullpen, you're thinking, oh, crap.
Yeah, exactly.
This isn't good for the Nationals.
Yeah, well, and to some extent, you think, oh, crap, for the Dodgers, too, because that means that they have to utilize him more than they were planning to, which means that that will potentially affect how he is able to be utilized once you get into the
championship. See, I don't think it will. I don't think so. No. I mean, he pitched to two batters. What did he throw? Eight pitches?
Well, we didn't know that at the time, though.
No, I understand that, but still. But still, just like, the Baltimore Orioles, who they should clean house. Why do you worry about the next series? If you lose this game tonight, there is no next series. So you need to have everybody ready to go. If they don't use Kershaw, something else happens, they come back and blow that game. It doesn't matter. Because now he has a long time to get ready for his next pitch.
Sure.
Which will be spring training in March. So I think they did the right thing, and I didn't realize who's the manager of the Dodgers, Brown?
Dave Roberts. Yeah.
Is the guy who helped turn the Red Sox.
He had the steal Mariano Rivera. Absolutely. That was
– Which was huge.
Was it. He would later come around to score to tie the game, and they would end up getting a little bit more time to let Poppy do his thing.
And we will talk some Big Poppy. We will talk some Ryan Howard. The Tampa Bay Buccaneers have had the last couple days off. They're off until Monday. They're recouping. Some talk coming out of Charlotte with the return of Cam Newton, the Denver Broncos. Now, fans that are already jumping off the bandwagon have jumped even further because they're like, the Broncos have lost two straight since coming to Tampa.
Still a lot
to get to. We're still trying to hunt down Steve Savanu as well from Audio Technica. And if you'd like to pick up the phone, Google the phone number, and we'll take your call.
866-1013-40.
Well, there. Wags is now Google.
I am Google.
This is Talking Sports. We'll be right back.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
What gourmet restaurant features spicy taco, buffalo blue cheese, garlic parm, caramel apple pie, and much more? Chef-inspired popcorn would be that place. That's right, chef-inspired popcorn. Located in Tampa at 7004 Hanley Road. Check them out at cipopcorn.com for more flavors, where they can work with you to come up with your very personal flavor. It's not just popcorn, it's chef-inspired.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
Physical Chiropractic of Tampa Bay, treating Olympians, actors, news anchors, reporters, reality TV stars, weekend warriors, and now delivering the same famous care to local residents at local prices. Physical Chiropractic of Tampa Bay created Tampa Cryo, the first cryotherapy location in Tampa. Give us a call at 813-207-5027. We are conveniently located at 1155 South Dale Mabry, Suite number 8, Tampa Cryo, treating every patient like a professional athlete. Come see Dr. Thomas Reed, the team chiropractor of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
Arg, matey. When it's time for lunch, when it's time for dinner, when the show's over, when the day's over, when it's time to chill, where do we go? Over to Naughty Nancy's Food Shack and Crow's Nest Pub. It's literally in our backyard, right in back of the WTAN studios at 700 Eldridge Street, just north of downtown Clearwater. Just look for the broadcast tower. Nancy's food and atmosphere get rave reviews. The laid-back patio is a great place to hang out, dine, and listen to live music at night. And Nancy's one of the friendliest proprietors in town. And now, Nancy is serving Sunday jazz brunch from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Brunch served with eggs benedict, crepes, waffles, lox and bagels, shrimp, oysters, and a build-your-own omelet. That's all at Naughty Nancy's Food Shack and Crow's Nest Pub, 700 Eldridge Street in Clearwater. That's right where Eldridge crosses the Pinellas Trail between Myrtle and Fort Harrison. Call 446-3717. 446-3717.
Hey, this is Captain Keith Colburn of The Wizard on Deadliest Catch. I love Naughty Nancy's.
Holy Hog Barbecue, with convenient locations in South Tampa, West Tampa, Carrollwood, downtown Tampa, and inside the Amalie Arena, continues to dominate the Tampa Bay barbecue scene, winning the Mayor's Mac and Cheese Throwdown for the third year in a row. Dine in, carry out, or take advantage of the Holy Hog catering, from picnics to corporate events and weddings to game day parties. No event is too big or small. Call 844-HOLY-HOG or go online at holyhogbarbecue.com. From brisket and burnt ends to pulled pork and chicken, and the best sides you'll ever enjoy, Holy Hog Barbecue, your hometown smokehouse.
Hyde Park Massage and Spa, the official massage and spa of the Players Show, can help you in your athletic aspirations. Whether you are a runner, jogger, triathlete, gym rat, weekend warrior, or you just want to feel better, their sports massage will do just that. The experts at Hyde Park Massage and Spa will help you flush out the toxins in your body and help with your recovery. Give them a call at 813-254-4777 to schedule a massage, or you can visit www.hydeparkmassageandspa.com. The weekly guests on the Players Show will be headed to Hyde Park Massage and Spa. Shouldn't you?
The Press Box Sports Emporium is Tampa's favorite place to watch the big game. Known for their chicken wings and the best burgers in town, the Press Box also features a full menu, daily happy hours and specials, and of course a special menu for the kids. Check out the new 12-draft system, or the boxing, or WWE pay-per-view parties. Go to PressBoxSports.com for more information and money-saving coupons. Proudly serving South Tampa for over 20 years. The Press Box Sports Emporium at 222 South Dale Mabry in Tampa.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Hi, this is Ozzie Smith, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
All right, Chef Inspired Popcorn just recently moved from their location on Hanley Road. First person that emails, calls Ed, hand delivers a note to you through the window here at Studio 2B, hires the Goodyear blimp, and we're able to see it. The first person that gets to us, and you know, obviously we, whoever the first person is, I don't care who it is, and tells me the correct address of where their new location is, we will get them. Which do we want to do? Do we want to do the samples, or do we want to do them a monster bag?
Let's do some samples. That way, okay, they can get multiple. They can try some of the sweet, try some of the savory. Always coming up with new flavors. So let's do some samples.
And Lizette's trying to put together from our interview the other day, Sloppy Joe popcorn.
Sloppy Joe.
And I will not stop eating Sloppy Joes as I'm eating Sloppy Joe popcorn. So every other day I'll eat the Sloppy Joe popcorn, and then I'll eat Sloppy Joes twice a week.
Add a little crunch to your Sloppy Joes.
Nothing wrong with that.
Interesting.
They have dill pickle. Happy birthday
my goodness.
Cake.
I had that yesterday, and it's interesting. Phenomenal.
All right, so the first person that gets a hold of us anyway, and we'll announce as soon as somebody emails us or calls it. We should just have them call Ed.
That'd be easier.
Yeah, well, for us. Might not be easier for Ed, but...
Please be nice to Ed.
Say it nicely. Say the address nicely.
Yes.
All right, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers are off this weekend, Roberto is up for Clutch Player of the Week.
Ridiculous.
It is.
Ridiculous.
Because if Roberto would have made the kicks leading up to Clutch Performance of the Week, he wouldn't have been Clutch Performer of the Week.
He would have not needed to be Clutch in the first place.
Thought it was kind of strange, but what do I know? Absolutely little. So I'm happy that the Bucs are off this week. It's going to give Doug Martin, you know, an extra week. It's going to give Gerald McCoy an extra week to get ready to go out and play what's Kaepernick doing? Kneeling. The kneeling schmo out in San Francisco.
Ah.
Are you going like that because it's Kaepernick, or are you going because it's San Francisco?
Yes.
To both. Yeah, I know they don't. Bucks have never done really well traveling to the left coast.
It's been tough, but I guess if any time, it's going to be now, where they can start to change the tide. This is we should call this show Momentum today, because they need to have their own swing of momentum. We could sort of say that with this win over Carolina this last week, that this could be that start, but. San Francisco has not been playing the best. That's why they're benching Gabbard in the first place, bringing Kaepernick in to start. They have the extra time off. It allows everybody to heal up. Doug Martin. Has there been any announcement,
No.
sort of update to his progress besides
No.
the fact that he's
and that's not
healing?
What the Bucs do, or that's not what really anybody does. They don't divulge that information. You know, it's just he didn't practice today.
Mm-hmm.
He's not going to play later today. We'll see on Monday. We'll see what the doctors say on Wednesday. We'll see if he practices on Thursday.
So they gave it the old Heisman.
Exactly.
He is man.
Yep.
And keep it at arm's distance.
And there's really no reason, you know, to right now. He didn't play in Charlotte, and then it's a bye week. So there's really nothing even to discuss. Everybody got away. A lot of guys got out of town, clear their head, clear whatever. And then they'll be back on Monday. Watch film, do some stuff, and then they're right back into an off day again, as then they're off on Tuesday. So I almost would have liked to have seen them have Monday off, and then they just had to come in on Tuesday. Now, I know Tuesday is their day off, but when they play on Thursday, they're able to change things up. When they play on Monday, they're able to change things up. So it definitely would have been nice. You know, one thing that we don't talk a great deal about is college football.
True.
A couple big games this week looking forward to. I'm not a big fan of Ohio State. Ranked 2 against the Wisconsin Badgers, number 8, so a 2-8 going on. But give me your thoughts on what eventually got agreed on with LSU and the Florida Gators.
Definitely got the better end of this deal.
Who did?
LSU. I think by far.
Why?
Because they are actually going to still maintain their bye week because of the way they did everything. They maintained their bye week going into the game against number one Alabama. So that they keep that bye week, they keep that time open. They do have to pay more money because the game they bought out, I think they were playing South Alabama on November 19th, which is the date of this new game. They were supposed to play South Alabama. They have to pay $1.5 million to get out of that game. However, with the Gators, they pay $500,000 to buy out the game against Presbyterian, also scheduled for the 19th, but they now lose two home games over this season.
Oh, over this season.
So,
okay.
Which means that's roughly equated to $7.8 million in revenue.
But it's really not a big deal in the fact that they're gaining it back. It's not like they're losing a home game. Yes, they're, and I like how you said it, because the way it's been, you know, put out by the media, the way it's been put out on Facebook and such, is that they've lost two home games. No, they didn't. They lost one home game.
It's
weather.
Yeah.
There's nothing you can do about the weather. The other game that's being moved now to LSU, LSU will now play in Gainesville in back-to-back years. So they're going to play next year and then the year that they're supposed to be coming here. So you're not really losing. You're not.
That's playing the long game, though. That doesn't help you this season.
Yeah, I understand that. But I'm really confident that the Florida Gators are not going to be, you know, hurting, losing 7 point whatever million, knowing that they're going to gain it back next year, where next year they would have gone to LSU. Now, it's different if they would have stayed on schedule and then them having to go, but they're not. So they did lose one home game, weather-related. That's not anybody's fault. You're not able to play it. LSU didn't help them in playing it.
Absolutely
I understand
not.
That.
That's very true.
And should they?
No, absolutely not.
Absolutely not.
Not. No.
You know, so I'm okay with it. It all is what it is. Before we hit this next break, kind of similar as we're talking about LSU and them not giving in, there's been a lot of talk about the return of, or the alleged return of, George St. Pierre to the UFC. UFC 607 that's going to be in Toronto in December.
Toronto.
There was a lot of talk about GSP returning. I was hoping that it was just talk and rumors and not going to happen. One of the reasons it's not going to happen, and people are getting very upset with sponsors, as you should know, the UFC, because we talk about it enough, has their clothing deal with Reebok. George St. Pierre has a deal with Under Armour. Okay? So GSP and the UFC, and they're all trying to pull finagle, do like this, kind of like Jordan and Barkley when they went to the Olympics, where they draped the flag over one of the emblems because it wasn't their sponsor. I am A-OK with Reebok saying absolutely not. Everyone must wear Reebok. That's the deal that I have. And to be honest, I'm OK with Under Armour saying the same thing. And the fact that, no, you are our sponsored athlete, and you need to stick with it. So let's.
I completely understand. You want to go ahead and hit this break?
No, go ahead. You can respond, and then I know Ed has a question.
Now, I completely understand all of that. But doesn't it kind of suck where you might be a professional athlete in a sport, especially in this case, that it has very limited options with where you can go and what you can do, but the bottom line is your career is now being dictated by apparel companies?
Yep.
That's unfortunate.
In the NFL, can you run out there in an Adidas shirt? Can you be on the field before a game in a Puma shirt?
That said, you can wear any cleats you want.
As long as it's covered.
No, you can still play.
I don't think so.
I don't think so. It's not just a fine you'd have to pay?
I don't think. I think you get fined if you're putting all that other stuff. I don't believe that they would allow you to wear. They make you tape them up. And so you're wearing tape over the logos and stuff.
Okay. We'd be able to talk to Todd Yoder about that.
Yeah, and I talked to Todd Yoder about a few other things on Monday. All right, before we go to a break, I think Ed has a question for you.
I was on that subject. I think most athletes know that it's in their contract going in, especially in the NFL, that they have to adhere to certain apparel, you know, the fashion police that are on the field on Sunday. So they all know that going in. So I don't think that's a question. But my other question was, Greg Hardy is rumored to be trying to get into the MMA. You think that's going to happen?
No, it's definitely going to happen. You can shake your head all you. Yeah, it's definitely going to happen now again.
So do they have any restrictions at all? I mean, you know, naturally, I'm sure they'll drug test him for one thing because he was just busted for drugs. But the other part is past history, criminal. Well, he doesn't really have it was thrown out, but I guess the drug part.
Yeah, no, what's going to happen, Ed, and I know Dana White has addressed it now, and again, and I know you know the difference, but I'm going to clarify for the listeners, there's a difference between the UFC and mixed martial arts, MMA. So I don't think Greg Hardy will ever make it to the UFC, but you can take to the bank that he is going to go fight in some promotion, and probably he's going to have to, depending on where he fights, he's going to have to fight an amateur fight, which means... And there's loopholes on getting paid and such. You can't be paid to fight, but you can get a cut of ticket sales. You can get sponsorships that write checks to your management, whatever. He is definitely, in my opinion, until it happens, because it's all talk, his side. He is going to have a fight. There's absolutely no doubt in my mind. I don't think he'll ever get to the level of the UFC, World Series of Fighting, Bellator, 1FC, one of the big boys of mixed martial arts. But what it's going to come down to with your question about the drugs and, some of the charges, that he's had in the past, that's all up to the athletic commissions. So if they go to wherever, just pulling out of the sky, the Nevada State Athletic Commission, mm-hmm. it's going to be up to them to look at what he's done. Did he serve time? Did he do this? Did he do that? And then they're going to say, all right, we're going to suspend you for six, so you can't fight here for 6 months. But, yeah, you can fight. February of 2017.
The bottom line is they are the ones who can say whether or not that individual fighter is going to receive a license.
Right.
So you have to apply for a license prior to each fight, and depending on what's going on recently in his life and career and whatnot, they will take that into consideration. If he's failing drug tests in the NFL, then he'd be failing drug tests in the MMA world as well. So bottom line is he will have to clean up his life and not be doing stuff like that.
Well, and what they do is once you, sign with a company, once there's a contract that you're going to fight X, then they can start testing you at any time.
Pretty much, yeah.
Right, but now you're applying to join an MMA organization, and from this point forward, you are now – not capable, but they can
subject to
a testing at any time. So he's going to be tested, and
probably thoroughly.
and I see no way that he's not going. If that's what he wants to do, he is going to find some promotion, whether it's an amateur promotion or you go to a state or you even go out of state. You go out of the country.
Yeah.
You fight in Mexico. You go to Russia. You go to Brazil. Whatever, and fight in one of these organizations. And Dana said. Dana White, the guru of the UFC and XMT LMNOP,
WMEIMG,
said, let's see what he does. Mm-hmm. And, if he has a couple fights, he said, everybody deserves a second chance. I think what Dana forgot to say is a third, fourth, and fifth chance. But.
Well, I don't think has he ever failed a drug test? I think all that's been the criminal part is the girlfriend beating, but he was caught. He was caught with coke in his wallet, and he said somebody slipped it into his wallet.
Right.
But I don't think he's failed a drug test, has he?
I don't think he has, but he'll be tested just because of what just happened.
Absolutely.
And you can't, legally, I guess, it's up to a promotion to say we don't want you, but the picture with all the guns on the bed and all that kind of stuff doesn't look good.
Doesn't bode favorably.
Yeah, but it's not criminal.
No, it's not, but that's something that's going to be taken into account when you're talking about scheduling drug tests, scheduling licensing. That will come into play.
But a promotion that wants the promotion, the exposure, yeah. Good or bad, he's going to fight. There's absolutely
no doubt
about it. He is going to fight. I don't think he'll ever get to the level. He's going to try. Yes, he's big. Yes, he's athletic. But there's a big difference between, him and Brock Lesnar. Brock Lesnar tears him apart. A, because he is a fighter. B, because he is, a former All-American wrestler, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And I think because of what happened with CM Punk, no big organization, even the circus known as Bellator would reach out to a Greg Hardy.
Compare him to Marcus Jones real quick.
God, you know, I don't know. You know, we don't know much about Greg Hardy. We don't know what his talents, you know, in an octagon, in a ring or whatever is. You know, the thing about Marcus was he tried, and I don't want to say he didn't succeed, but, you know, he didn't get to the level that he wanted to. He got the opportunity in the UFC. He got hit. He got knocked out a couple times. And you know, Greg Hardy might be better than Marcus Jones. I mean, we don't know. And again, Marcus wasn't able, and, you know, he's one of my closest buddies. I love the guy to death. But, you know, Marcus went on The Ultimate Fighter, wasn't very successful. He was fairly successful in the smaller organizations here in Tampa. But, you know, let's see what Greg can do in a gym. Let's see what Greg Hardy can do in an actual fight. It's one thing, you know, to fight on a football field, swinging helmets and stuff. So
you have to crawl before you walk.
Absolutely. Great topic, though. Thanks for bringing it up, Ed. And with that, a couple minutes over. So let's hit our next break. Coming to you live, this is Talking Sports.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
You're hungry. Where do you go to eat?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
You want to have a drink? Where do you go?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Having a get-together with the guys from the softball team? Where do you do it?
That's right. Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Located at 1320 Central Avenue, St. Petersburg, right across from Tropicana Field. Berg's is the best place to take the whole family for food and fun. Going to a Rays game? Have dinner before the game at Berg's, and after the Rays win, come and celebrate with all your friends at Berg's, right across from the Trop. So come down and see Berg and the whole gang at Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Ferg Sports Bar and Grill.
Hyde Park Massage and Spa, the official massage and spa of the Players Show, can help you in your athletic aspirations. Whether you are a runner, jogger, triathlete, gym rat, weekend warrior, or you just want to feel better, their sports massage will do just that. The experts at Hyde Park Massage and Spa will help you flush out the toxins in your body and help with your recovery. Give them a call at 813-254-4777 to schedule a massage, or you can visit www.hydeparkmassageandspa.com. The weekly guest on the Players Show will be headed to Hyde Park Massage and Spa. Shouldn't you?
Physical Chiropractic of Tampa Bay, treating Olympians, actors, news anchors, reporters, reality TV stars, weekend warriors, and now delivering the same famous care to local residents at local prices. Physical Chiropractic of Tampa Bay created Tampa Cryo, the first cryotherapy location in Tampa. Give us a call at 813-207-5027. We are conveniently located at 1155 South Dale Mabry, Suite number 8, Tampa Cryo, treating every patient like a professional athlete. Come see Dr. Thomas Reed, the team chiropractor of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
Holy Hog Barbecue with convenient locations in South Tampa, West Tampa, Carrollwood, downtown Tampa, and inside the Amalie Arena continues to dominate the Tampa Bay barbecue scene, winning the Mayor's Mac and Cheese Throwdown for the third year in a row. Dine in, carry out, or take advantage of the Holy Hog catering from picnics to corporate events and weddings to game day parties. No event is too big or small. Call 844-HOLY-HOG or go online at holyhogbarbecue.com. From brisket and burnt ends to pulled pork and chicken, and the best sides you'll ever enjoy. Holy Hog Barbecue, your hometown smokehouse.
Got bills? Looking for work, but nobody is hiring? StaffZone is. As the leading provider of commercial construction, industrial, and special event staffing throughout the Southeast and Texas, StaffZone has plenty of work to go around, and they need you now. Don't wait. Go now to www.thestaffzone.com and find a branch closest to you. Work today, get paid today. That's the StaffZone way.
Check out our friends at West Chase Golf Club, just north of the airport off the Veteran Expressway, for a beautiful and challenging course. I've been out there many times and the greens are great. Quiet, upscale, but very public, West Chase is consistently ranked in the top 10 nationally and number one in the state of Florida for customer service by the National Golf Foundation. Ask about the Advantage Card, just $25 for Florida residents, and you'll get up to 40% off your greens fees, free use of the GPS system, and a bunch more. Log on to westchasegc.com for more. West Chase Golf Club. It's not private. You'll just think it is.
The Press Box Sports Emporium is Tampa's favorite place to watch the big game. Known for their chicken wings and the best burgers in town, the Press Box also features a full menu, daily happy hours and specials, and of course a special menu for the kids. Check out the new 12-draft system or the boxing or WWE pay-per-view parties. Go to PressBoxSports.com for more information and money-saving coupons. Proudly serving South Tampa for over 20 years. The PressBox Sports Emporium at 222 South Dale Mabry in Tampa.
This is the Tam Talk Radio Network.
Hey, Tampa, this is Terrell Owens, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
Years ago was that Atlanta Brave game. We were just talking about it off the air where the Braves beat the Pirates. Sid Breen.
Was that Barry Bonds playing left field who threw it in for the Pirates? Who made the throw?
I don't know.
I'll dig into that. I think I'll have to look into that because I think it was. I'm pretty sure.
Should have had a better throw then because Sid Breen, you know, didn't run very well.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, to say the least.
Much like Jason Wirth.
I guess, and I normally don't root, and I don't root for a lot of things, but I believe I'm going to have to root for Ronda Rousey to win her title back.
Now, why? Because from what I have heard, this is just a rumor.
And I'll tell you if the rumor is rumorable or not.
Rumorable. Now, I have heard that...
I make up my own language.
This may be, regardless of outcome, Ronda Rousey's last fight.
And it probably would be because Dana has said if Ronda wins the title, her next fight would be against Cyborg.
Which?
I would run too.
Which? Oh, you think she would run from Cyborg?
If she's going to retire either way. If she's going to leave the fighting planet, especially after Dana has said the fight is now going to happen.
Now, I have also heard Ronda recently say that she wants the fight against Cyborg to happen.
Well, then she wouldn't run away if she gets the title.
If she gets the title.
Well, because I guess what Dana said is, if Ronda wins, the Cyborg fight will happen. I believe if Ronda loses, Cyborg fights for the title next.
Oh, I think if Ronda loses, she's done. She's
well, it has nothing to do with her. I'm just saying about Cyborg. Mm-hmm. She's going to fight for the title, I believe, either way. But who doesn't want to see that fight finally happen?
It would be, yeah, okay.
One of the biggest.
It would be one of the biggest, yes. But I think we're in a Pacquiao-Mayweather situation. This fight should have happened a long time ago.
Well, yeah, it should have, but it couldn't because Cyborg wasn't in the UFC.
True. Now, that's something that could have been addressed.
Sure.
By the UFC. By Zuffa a long time ago.
You can bring anybody in and automatically give them a title shot.
Absolutely.
Know, it's their world. We just report in it.
Yes, exactly. They could have done this a long time ago. We also, I think, could have had a situation where both parties could have agreed on this a long time ago. But the bottom line is neither fighter are what they were 2-3 years ago. And I think the bigger change that we've seen is with Rousey, especially with the fact that when she loses, she is a complete mental case.
When she loses?
I think she's more of a mental case when she loses.
All right, that's better.
She allows her mental flag to fly a little bit more, but she cannot handle it. If she lost again, she would. I don't know what she would do.
Well,
besides retire,
I don't think it's going to be. And again, I'm not on that level. I've never been on that level. I barely can spell the word level. It's kind of like once you get knocked out the first time, the tendency to be knocked out
increases.
Sure. But it's also something that you're now used to. You've now learned. It's not that you're ever going to be okay with it, but you now know what the feeling is. It's kind of like a loss. You don't, you know, when Chris Weidman ran through all the way to the title, he didn't know what a loss was.
Yeah.
He didn't know how to handle a loss because he's never had one.
He didn't act the way Ronda did.
No, I understand that. Publicly, we don't know how he acted.
Honestly, in this case, that's what matters.
No, not at all.
I think so.
No, I think it's, if there is an athlete that acted the same way and emotionally and this and made the same kind of asinine comments and, you know, and I still say it's asinine when she made the commit suicide comment.
Yeah.
Whether you make it publicly or you make it privately, you're still making those statements. The fact is when you make it privately, nobody knows, you know, that it's there. Nobody knows that you're making those statements.
But you're also proving that you, if you say it in public, you are also proving that you don't have the mental fortitude to keep your stuff together.
Let me ask you a question. If somebody goes in public and uses, and I hate to use this terminology, you know, this scenario,
okay,
uses the N-word on a regular basis,
yeah,
are they a racist? Let's just say they are.
Depends on who you're talking to.
I understand that, but let's just say if you are a racist in public, mm-hmm, okay, whether it's the N-word or just you're a racist.
Any general racist.
Role. And you are in public, mm-hmm, doing all that, you're a racist, right?
Right.
If you do those same things in the privacy of your own home,
yeah,
in the privacy with your family or friends or whatever, mm-hmm, you're still a racist. It's just people don't know that. So when it comes to what you're talking about, I know, horrible analogy, but it made sense to me as I thought it up. You know, as Rhonda is doing those things publicly, if somebody who has never suffered a defeat before is doing those things privately, they still have the same demons of whatever that may be. Mm-hmm. They can't handle failure. They can't handle the loss. They can't handle whatever. It's just Rhonda put it out there, where probably she shouldn't have, where other people at least can hide it a little bit better. That's all. I think if Rhonda loses, she may not go away. Because she may not. It may be a little bit different. Not that you've learned to live with it, but it's just, it's not as new. You now know how to get over it. You now know how. It's like being fired. If you've never been fired before, mm-hmm, the first time you get fired, your world is over.
Yeah.
You know, okay, the first time I got let go at a radio station, ironically for a guy that's now on Fox and is probably making millions of dollars a year, mm-hmm, I thought my life was over. You rebound. You start, mm-hmm, back up. And then when it happens again, it's still devastating, but at least you've dealt with it before.
You've been there before. Experience is the greatest teacher.
Steve just called in. Steve Savanio. We normally do it at the top of the hour. I'm sure he was extremely busy, but we sent pelicans and pigeons and penguins all out looking for him, and I think we were able to hunt him down. Steve Savanio, how are you?
I'm doing good, Randy. You know, there's a little baseball game going on here in town tonight, and I'm trying to help a friend of mine get some headsets together for some TV work he's doing. But anyway, I'm back.
Well, we appreciate that, and when you get a chance, tell Brandon Guyer that we're rooting for him and the Cleveland Indians.
Well, thank you very much, and I'm hoping that we sweep again, but it's going to be a little tougher, I think, with the Blue Jays.
Yeah, very possibly, but let's get right into it so you can get back to what's going on up there in Cleveland. I know real quickly we're going to talk about the PDG-1.
Right. This is a premium gaming headset. It's part of our gaming headset series, and it's a cool piece because not only can you use it for gaming applications, you can also use it as just a regular headset for your everyday listening, and you can connect it to your smartphone.
And I strongly recommend this headset just because you can walk down the street and just look totally badass.
Absolutely, while you're talking to your friends on your cell phone or if you're using some portable gaming device.
Well, I would strongly recommend not walking around with certain gaming accessories, the shooting guns and stuff.
Yeah, that's definitely, yes. You don't want to do a first-person shooter game wearing this thing walking down the street. Not today.
Exactly. Talk about, the sound quality, because I know that we've talked about these things before. And when you put a gaming headset on, and a lot of the gamers, you know, they don't play for 10, 15, 20 minutes. They play for 10, 15, 20 hours.
That's true. And this guy's got 40-millimeter 40-millimeter drivers, but it's an open-air headset. One of the things that we have found with gamers is when you're wearing a headset for a long time, especially a closed-back headset, all of a sudden you start to feel claustrophobic. And this being an open-air headset allows a little bit of the ambient sound of the room you're in to get in as well, so you don't feel as closed in as you do with a closed-back headset. It's built on our same headsets as some of our audiophile headsets. So you've got the 40-millimeter drivers with the copper-clad aluminum wire voice coils. And they're designed specifically to really enhance that game experience.
And correct me if I'm wrong, Steve. Also, the cable is a little bit longer than normal, correct?
Correct. There's actually three detachable cables that come with the headset. There's a 2-meter extension cable, so you know if your gaming computer is underneath the table or whatever, you've got enough length to reach to it. There's also a 1.2-meter smartphone cable, so if you are using it with your smartphone, you don't have all this excess cable. And there's a detachable 1.2-meter boom mic cable for the boom microphone as well.
And I believe this headset also falls into my if you can't operate, decorate category, correct?
Well, you know, it comes in a really cool red and black color scheme. So it is, it's a good-looking headset as well as a practical headset as well as a great-sounding headset.
Absolutely. And as always, we are going to give one away at 11:59 tonight. We will have the drawing, but how can people get some more information and probably go purchase one? Probably.
You can find out more. You can find out more information on this guy by visiting our website at www.audio-technica.com. And on the product profile page for the ATH-PDG1 premium gaming headset product page, there is a where to buy. You enter your zip code, and you can find the closest retail store to your zip code that carries this product, authorized U.S. Audio Technica dealers.
Awesome. And in closing, first, thank you very much for jumping on real quick with everything that you got going on. But two, I want to publicly say how much fun I had in Cleveland. And I've done it, said it before, but now that you're on because you drove up, you know, part of the show that we did from the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, I think Cleveland gets a bad rap because I thought it was awesome the couple days we were there.
You know, with what's happening in our town with the Cavs, with the Lake Erie Monsters, and now with the Cleveland Indians, I mean, we are just becoming a really amazing sports town. We're also a great place to visit, and there's lots of fun things to do in Cleveland. It's really a cool town. It does have a bad rap by some people, but we had a stellar convention here this summer. We've had two championship teams and a third one on its way. So, yeah, it's a great place to be.
And who would have thought in either one of our lifetimes that Cleveland would now be known as Titletown?
I know. I love it. I absolutely love it. Now we just got that fourth team to work on, and we're getting there.
And of course, you have the UFC heavyweight champion as well. Steve, thank you very much for
absolutely.
Your time. Go get that done, whatever you're doing there with your buddies in the Cleveland Indians, and enjoy the game.
All right. Take care, Randy, and we'll talk to you soon.
All right, Steve. Steve Savanu, everybody, from Audio Technica. We are going to give away that special ATH-PDG-1. All you have to do is shoot us an email. Go to the website, knockoutradio.com. Shoot me an email in the contact. Just put Audio Technica, headset, gaming headset, whatever, knucklehead set, whatever you want to put in the subject line, just so I know that you are trying to register for the headphones. All right, we're going to go hit our final break and then come back and close this bad boy out. This is Talking Sports.
This is the TAN Talk Radio Network.
What gourmet restaurant features spicy taco, buffalo blue cheese, garlic parm, caramel apple pie, and much more? Chef-inspired popcorn would be that place. That's right, chef-inspired popcorn. Located in Tampa at 7004 Hanley Road. Check them out at cipopcorn.com for more flavors, where they can work with you to come up with your very personal flavor. It's not just popcorn, it's chef-inspired.
So what's up at an Iowa bistro like Pete and Jordy's? How about our famous pork tenderloin sandwich? Or maybe a taste of mom's homemade meatloaf made fresh daily? They're always serving craveable classics from America's heartland. And make sure you join them on Fridays for their famous Friday fish fry. Golden fried fillets served with a pile of shoestring fries and coleslaw for only $9.49. Now that's Midwest hospitality. Pete and Jordy's on Gulf to Bay in Clearwater and at 49th and Park Boulevard in Pinellas Park.
Hyde Park Massage and Spa, the official massage and spa of the Players Show, can help you in your athletic aspirations. Whether you are a runner, jogger, triathlete, gym rat, weekend warrior, or you just want to feel better, their sports massage will do just that. The experts at Hyde Park Massage and Spa will help you flush out the toxins in your body and help with your recovery. Give them a call at 813-254-4777 to schedule a massage, or you can visit www.hydeparkmassageandspa.com. The weekly guest on the Players Show will be headed to Hyde Park Massage and Spa. Shouldn't you?
Physical Chiropractic of Tampa Bay, treating Olympians, actors, news anchors, reporters, reality TV stars, weekend warriors, and now delivering the same famous care to local residents at local prices. Physical Chiropractic of Tampa Bay created Tampa Cryo, the first cryotherapy location in Tampa. Give us a call at 813-207-5027. We are conveniently located at 1155 South Dale Mabry, Suite number 8, Tampa Cryo, treating every patient like a professional athlete. Come see Dr. Thomas Reed, the team chiropractor of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
Holy Hog Barbecue with convenient locations in South Tampa, West Tampa, Carrollwood, downtown Tampa, and inside the Amalie Arena continues to dominate the Tampa Bay barbecue scene, winning the Mayor's Mac and Cheese Throwdown for the third year in a row. Dine in, carry out, or take advantage of the Holy Hog catering from picnics to corporate events and weddings to game day parties. No event is too big or small. Call 844-HOLY-HOG or go online at holyhogbarbecue.com. From brisket and burnt ends to pulled pork and chicken and the best sides you'll ever enjoy. Holy Hog Barbecue, your hometown smokehouse.
Check out our friends at West Chase Golf Club, just north of the airport off the Veteran Expressway, for a beautiful and challenging course. I've been out there many times and the greens are great. Quiet, upscale, but very public. West Chase is consistently ranked in the top 10 nationally and number 1 in the state of Florida for customer service by the National Golf Foundation. Ask about the Advantage Card. Just $25 for Florida residents and you'll get up to 40% off your greens fees, free use of the GPS system, and a bunch more. Log on to westchasegc.com for more. West Chase Golf Club. It's not private. You'll just think it is.
The Press Box Sports Emporium is Tampa's favorite place to watch the big game. Known for their chicken wings and the best burgers in town, the Press Box also features a full menu, daily happy hours and specials, and of course a special menu for the kids. Check out the new 12 draft system, or the boxing, or WWE pay-per-view parties. Go to PressBoxSports.com for more information and money-saving coupons. Proudly serving South Tampa for over 20 years. The Press Box Sports Emporium at 222 South Dale Mabry in Tampa.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
This is Toby Hoff, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
About Donald Trump being in Lakeland and the comments he made about the concussion rules within the NFL nowadays.
I did know that Donald Trump was in Lakeland. I have a friend slash acquaintance that helped set up the stage, and he's taking pictures. And so he had a picture about 8 feet away from Donald Trump. Mm-hmm. So I had to post my picture of me standing with Donald Trump. With,
next to him.
Exactly. No, what did he say?
No, he was saying that...
I think Donald Trump's concussed as well.
Yeah. I hear that it can affect thoughts and speech. I guess there was a woman that was at the rally, and she basically sort of passed out.
No, I'm not saying it that way. I'm just saying I'm sure there was women there.
Well, apparently one of them sort of passed out. He said that woman was out cold, and now she's coming back, he told the crowd. See, we don't go by these new and very much softer NFL rules. Concussion? Oh, got a little ding on your head. No, no, you can't play the rest of the season. Our people are tough. So he's obviously taking shots at the concussion rules and the way everything is set up to protect players from head-on.
The concussion rules have gotten better.
They're
still not obviously perfect, but I've told this story on numerous occasions. We do the Monday Night Players show. This is our 15th year doing it at the Press Box. I think it's about our 26th year of doing the Monday Night, also used to be known as the Tuesday Night Players show. And I remember I asked a player a question, and he looked at me with a glazed eye. This was on Monday.
Yeah.
And then we went to a break. I said it twice. Then we went to a break, and he's like, dude, I have no idea what you just said. I had a concussion yesterday, and I can't let anybody know. So kind of crazy. Hey, a great program. Want to thank everybody for tuning in. If you're just now tuning in, go to SoundCloud, go to iTunes, and you can re-listen to it. Yeah. If you'd like to get in touch with us, hit me up on Twitter at Knockout Radio.
At KOWEGS.
Send us the new address for chef-inspired popcorn and register to win a gift pack of samples. Have a good weekend, everybody. Now, if you wanna go and take a-